And good morning, everyone. It's Something to Talk About with me, Holly Tanner, and my co-host,
Justin Weaver.
Good morning, everybody. Of course, you are listening to live local radio on WGXC 90.7. Thanks for tuning in. We got a great show lined up for today. But first, Justin, I want to hear your review of Phantom of the Opera.
Don't go.
Oh, dear.
No, you know what? I've been a long proponent of the arts and theater and being a performer myself ever since I popped out of the womb, really. you know, I try to see a little bit of everything, and I've been down to Broadway a few times, and mm-hmm. I've seen some wonderful shows.
Right.
And I've always been in love with the music from Phantom of the Opera, and I saw the movie, and I figured, you know, I'd love to go see the actual Broadway show.
Sure.
But it was boring. It was boring. Oh, my God. It was boring. And, you know, we left to intermission.
And
it was unfortunate because my brother surprised me on Thanksgiving and purchased these tickets for us to go see. He told me to pick the show. I picked the show and, you know, I picked wrong. We left to intermission and it was all fine. You know, the seats are very uncomfortable. It's in the Majestic Theater, which is one of the oldest on Broadway.
Right.
And the seats are very tiny. They're not wide, and we're big guys.
Right.
And the seats were hard, and, you know, my butt was hurting, and my back was hurting. And
it wasn't enough to keep you.
No.
But the acting was good, or the singing?
Oh, yeah, the show itself, I mean, it's amazing, the talent. You know, any Broadway show you go and see, they're there for a reason. You know, the voices are amazing, their performance skills are amazing. The production, there's so many wonderful things in the show.
Right.
But having it all come together to be entertaining enough for Gargantua is just...
Well,
that's another whole ball of wax. Takes a lot to entertain
they
that girl.
They did not know, yes. Well, that's too bad.
But don't, you know...
Did you see Cats?
I did not see Cats.
Oh, yeah, me neither. But Ron and I took the kids last year to see Lion King. We were lucky enough to get tickets, and it was, oh, my God, I was blown away.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was great.
The Lion King is actually coming to Proctor's in March for 2 weeks.
It is. Is it 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Wow.
I'm going. Let's
go.
Field trip.
Another show that we do want to encourage people is the Christmas Carol Spectacular. You can tune in on Saturday, December 19th at 8 p.m. with PG6 and Brian Dewan. I hope I'm not saying Dewan. Sorry, Brian. But do tune in. Scrooges can listen at home on 90.7 FM or online WGXC.org. And elves can turn out to the Spotty Dog at 440 Warren Street. So that's December 19th at 8 p.m. The Christmas Carol Spectacular. Oh, that sounds great. I love this time of year.
And speaking of Christmas, I don't know if anybody saw who our guests were going to be today, but one of our guests could not make it, and that was Santa Claus.
Yes. Santa
Claus could not make it. We hear from our
he's very upset
from our sources is that he's lodged on a chimney someplace and he just can't unwedge his bag. And what people don't know is that Santa actually starts delivering the toys before Christmas. You know, he goes and he shops the sales.
He hides them.
He hides them.
Or they're hidden. And then the parents find them. You know, there's a rumor that the parents do all of this work. If you're an elf fan, you know exactly what I'm referring to.
Santa helps. Santa helps a lot.
And this is all Santa. Yeah. It is a busy time of year for him. We're hoping that he can come. Our next show is December 23rd, Christmas Eve.
I think he's doing this on purpose because it's closer to Christmas.
Right. I think he's actually busier now than, I think Christmas Eve, it's kind of over. I mean, if, you know, hopefully everyone's ready for their Christmas by then. So anyway, yes, but do save in. I know we had some people online. Keegan, we're sorry, but you can save your questions.
He had a question for Santa.
Bed races?
If he's on the naughty list. Yeah. Oh, bed races. Yeah.
Will Santa bring back the bed races?
Yes, he will. I don't know. It all depends
just might Keegan. Stay tuned.
If he's been a naughty or, you know, if he's on the naughty list or not. So speaking of the naughty or nice list, our guests today are on the nice list.
Yes.
They're on the good list.
Yes.
So welcome. We have our very special guest, Mayor-elect Tiffany Martin Hamilton. Welcome.
Good morning.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congrats.
And we have some members of her team here as well. Lisa Walsh.
Yeah, Lisa.
morning.
Now, are you going by Lisa Walsh or Lisa Walsh Makis or Lisa Walsh. Makis? Everything is hyphenated these days. Yeah. I don't know. Right in the
Walsh.
Just Lisa Walsh.
I thought okay? I saw that.
Yeah.
Just got to be sure. Got to be sure. And we also have from Tiffany Martin Hamilton's campaign, her campaign manager, this is Kevin Hannon, and he's been on the show before peddling his music. So here's Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
He's very good.
Playing my lute.
Playing his lute, he said. Aren't we all? So this is a much different feeling now that we have you in the studio and you're not competing.
Post-election.
Yeah, you're not. How do you feel? How do you feel now that you've become, that you were voted by the people of Hudson, mayor of Hudson? What's the feeling?
The feeling, I'm very honored.
Yeah?
It's actually, to say that is kind of an understatement, but in terms of how I feel this morning here.
You look beautiful.
Well, thank you. As do you.
Yeah, well, I know.
Every day.
I'm just kidding.
It's definitely a lot more relaxed. Yeah. So we've shifted from campaign mode into planning mode, and we have a list here. If anybody is interested in hearing of our 22 projects that we've started to track already. So it's a very exciting time, and I'm putting my team together. And for those of you who don't know, I can announce this on the air that Lisa Walsh is my mayor's aide.
Congratulations. What's the duty of mayor's aide? What does she do?
Everything.
Whatever the mayor says.
Yeah, I sit at the pleasure of the mayor.
She's my right-hand woman. Mm-hmm. So she does, will be splitting meetings so that we can cover everything.
Yeah.
And she's just very much my right-hand person.
Will parking tickets be one of those duties? Because I really need a contract.
Yes, actually, the parking enforcement department.
We can talk about that later.
Okay, good.
reports into Lisa. So,
quickly about parking, I should tell everybody, we were just talking about this before we came in the theater. Please, people, do not feed the meters during the month of December. There are a lot of businesses and places that have not bagged their meters by bagging
their
meters.
They are in front of DMV.
Yes, of course, yes. Because you're in charge of that.
I try to leave them up year-round. Yeah.
But
in
even
front of DMV. But.
You'll see a lot of these meters that are boxed up with little Christmas presents. How about that?
Yes.
Christmas presents.
Easy
or little
for you
bags.
To say.
You know, but even if it's not bagged and it doesn't have a little Christmas present over top of it, do not feed the meter because that is the gift to all of you.
And a huge thank you to Amanda from Bee's Knees who went out and bagged every single one of those meters.
Thank you, Amanda.
Oh, nice.
Got a little agita, excuse me.
Did you have breakfast?
I had a bite of a granola bar because I was running a little bit late this morning. So, pertaining to your 22-item list, what have you started on that you'd like to share with the people of Hudson?
Okay, so I have started doing commissioner appointments and reappointments, and as most people have already heard, I am very pleased to announce that Gary Graziano will be staying on as the police commissioner.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's
great.
It's wonderful. Yeah. And Tim Hutchings will be staying on as the fire commissioner.
Oh, good.
We have another commissioner in place, but have not yet made the announcement officially. So I will be waiting until we issue a press release about that.
We're getting some feedback. Neva, don't run away.
Yeah, in that feedback, I heard something about shutting everything down.
It's like the old party
line. Jesus.
It is a party line.
What's going on? The old party line.
I don't know what that was. Carry
now,
on. Okay.
You can't tell us what that exact appointment was, but can you tell us what position?
For aging.
For
commission.
Aging.
Commission of aging. Okay.
The last two key pieces would be the DPW commissioner and the youth commissioner. So those are in works in progress, right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Lots of discussions going on. And I'd like to share some of the initiatives that we've started to track, because these are all things that we've talked about during the campaign.
Sure.
A top initiative will be broadband. Capital project planning, so something we'll be working really closely with Heather Campbell on. The Police Community Review and Advisory Board, which is something that I am personally very excited about.
Now, that's a brand new...
A
brand new task force.
It is. It'll be... And we haven't even settled on exactly what it will be called or what it will, you know, what it will look like ultimately. So that takes some time, but Commissioner Graziano and Chief Moore are very supportive. We're also going to be doing a diversity initiative within the department to encourage diversity in hiring and promotions in the department. So two very exciting things. And I'll throw this out there to the community. If you are interested in having a role on the review / advisory board, please feel free to reach out. We will start to form that in January. You can email me at tiffany@tiffanyformayor.com, and I would love to hear from you. Some other initiatives, and sorry, we're pulling up the list here, that we'll be working on. Sidewalks and disabled access. The two of those are very closely tied. The Ferry Street Bridge is obviously a top priority. We are considering how we might pursue more grants for the city, because right now we are we're struggling to find money to pay for programs. In particular, the senior programming, youth programming are both they've both really taken a huge hit in the last few years, and so we're looking to breathe new life back into those departments and really make robust programs. The housing task force is something that that I'd like to form in January as well. And I have a couple of people I think that are very interested in chairing that task force or facilitating the task force. But again, that's another initiative that if you're interested in helping us look at affordable and low-income housing in Hudson and how to expand to underutilized and underdeveloped neighborhoods, please reach out to me at tiffany@tiffanyformayor.com. The HPD, something else that we talked about, was doing some quality of life initiatives, just doing some public education campaigns on a monthly basis around things like crosswalk safety, so that the things that we maybe haven't paid as close attention to as we could have in past years, that they're the little things that nitpick people to death when they're out walking on the streets. You know, we'll start to take a closer look at and really work more to educate the public on what the laws are and how everyone can pitch in. A parks committee is something we talked about this the last time we were here as we were looking out to the park. So that's something that we'll be putting together. The police and court facility is a major project. Bids will be coming in on January 5th, our second day in City Hall. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. So,
so there will. So it doesn't. You're not in there January 1st.
I will be sworn in on January 1st.
Okay.
That's a Friday.
That's when her term starts on January 1.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
And work has really already begun. I mean, work began the day the absentee ballot count was done.
Now, do you go into this? I know you're rattling off some of these really important things that you guys are doing, but just while we're talking about this, is there a smooth transition between the current mayor and yourself? Does he show you some of the things that you need to do, some of the accounts that are still open, or do you go in there blindly? And
well, I'm hoping not to go in blindly. We've been communicating back and forth by email with Gene Shetsky, with the mayor's aide, and hope to schedule a transition day next week. But I'll also be doing, we'll be meeting with Don Moore, we'll be meeting with Claudia DiStefano, we'll be meeting with Heather Campbell, because those are all really important pieces, just so that we understand, you know, what initiatives the council is working on, what priorities Claudia is bringing.
Yeah, because there was actually a couple of more changes. I mean, Hudson really saw changes not only in the mayor's race, but also with the Common Council. And so that's good that you've been in communications. And I know I spoke with Claudia, and she said she and Don have spoken, because now Don is going to be the third ward supervisor.
Right.
So his role is really going to be very removed from city business on the county level.
Well, that's pretty important.
Yeah.
For communication. Have you heard from the mayor since you became mayor-elect? Congratulations.
I have not, but I am. I'm assuming he's very busy wrapping up his projects and making sure that everything is a clean break, a right. clean well, transition. Good. But I have not heard from him.
Okay.
And 27 votes you won by.
27 votes.
27 votes.
Can I share with you that we had a spreadsheet? We were tracking how many votes we thought it would be. We had as absentee ballots come in, you get a report that shows you which ballots have come in. So we tracked everything in Excel. And the day that they did the count, it was 25. And the number that we had in our spreadsheet was 25.
Wow.
So I was very pleased.
So do you know exactly where those votes came from? Do you have an idea of who those 25 or 27 were?
Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously, the process is completely blind.
Right.
But
you know, there's a lot of guesstimating. Yeah,
right.
There's like a lot of guesstimating.
Right.
Well,
because you do know who...
But you have a
does the absentee ballot, yeah. mm-hmm. but once that process of opening the ballots
right.
is it's private, yeah, right. It's not
so right. So
no.
the
people don't know who voted for
right.
Whom.
The ballots are separated.
Get
from
that
I wasn't
out
asking
there.
For their addresses. Yeah. I was just talking about generally speaking. God,
people get very sensitive, though. In fact, yeah. even Jeez. With the new voting machines, right. it's people get very sensitive yeah. about can they tell who I voted for with the new
right.
on election day? You know, because of the way you have to put the ballot into a
yeah.
computerized scanner now, and it's numbered, and I had people asking me, I know Board of Elections, you know, well, they can tell because they're numbered who voted for, you know, who I voted for, and so we just need to assure people that, you know, your vote is
right.
your vote, it's confidential, it's not, you know, no one's going back and studying to see who
no.
did what.
And it's a very tight process. If you, now that we've been on the inside, we've seen how it all works. And
oh, yeah, they're
amazing.
It is.
It's a lot of work.
So much work for the Board of Elections.
These new voting machines, they're horrible. I'm
now,
sorry.
do you have anything, I don't know how to say this, do you have anything planned in a way to address all the people that actually voted for Bill to try to just let them know that you're their mayor too, and you want to make them feel comfortable, even though their candidate didn't win? Just to make this transition as smooth as possible, because I know there's probably still some people that are just not happy that their candidate didn't win. So I don't know if you had anything planned in that sense.
Well, it's never, for me, it's not about which candidate you voted for.
Right.
Because we, you know, that's the process. That's democracy, right? That's what we're all buying into. And I think it's, you know, it's worked well in terms of giving people what they're looking for. I ran on a platform of transparency and accountability and giving everyone a voice. So everyone will have the opportunity to participate and to have their voices be heard. To win people over, all I can do is work really hard every single day. We'll, you know, we haven't stopped. We've never skipped a beat since the election, and even really all of this year, and that will continue into next year. And I'm hoping that with time, people will see that that we're being productive, and that positive, you know, positive change is afoot, and positive things are happening that that impact all of us. And I'm hoping that will win some people over.
Well, I think one of the things, and maybe what the it appears that you're already taking steps. I mean, sometimes you hear about other places where there's a change, and like this happens at the state level, and everyone who was with the previous administration is gone. You're out of your job. And so I think that's a good faith effort on your part mm-hmm. to show that you're willing to, listen and see, if there's no need for a change, we're not just going to do it because of politics.
Right.
So that's, a good thing, I think.
I think that we can get past partisan politics.
Yeah.
And sometimes we laugh and say I might be a little bit naive in that, but I do think that.
You'll get it.
We can get beyond it.
Right.
I have to believe that everyone is more interested in the common good than individual agendas. So,
right. And I think I should clarify from my part that I'm not saying that the previous administration was partisan. So,
right.
But for you moving forward, mm-hmm. that you're not looking to just be like, it's all about my people. It's about everybody. Everyone,
is.
We can say that it's about the greater good for the city, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing.
It's about all of us.
Yeah.
What did you do to celebrate?
We slept. We're having a party on right at the beginning of the year, right after the swearing in that weekend. And there just hasn't really been a lot of time to celebrate. It's
Well, we headed to Red Dot after after the election on election night. So we did a little bit of celebrating there, but mostly everyone just was utterly exhausted.
All right, so for Kevin and for Lisa, why don't you talk a little bit about the actual campaign and what was the toughest part and what was maybe the easiest part?
I think the toughest part was trying to kind of weed out. There was a lot of rumor and innuendo, and I think for me, I'm relatively new to politics. I was surprised at how many people bought into that. So I think for us, just sticking to the message, making sure that we were always working toward the goal of getting Tiffany elected and running an open and honest campaign was really critical and really important. I think the best part was seeing how many people turned out the day of the election. We had so many volunteers at our headquarters. It was incredible. It was overwhelming. There was an energy there that was contagious, and it was such a great feeling. People were really excited. So that was a really great aspect.
And you were in charge of operations?
I was the volunteer coordinator at our campaign headquarters. So and it's funny, you think, are these people really going to show up? Because who wants to do this? Who wants to do, cold calling or knocking on doors? But they did. They were so excited. So it was really rewarding.
Great. And how about for you, Kevin? Same question.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge in Hudson is cynicism. Mm-hmm. Any campaign is really run on promises, and for people to believe them, there has to be a track record of promises kept. And that was, I think, the first shock, at least for me personally, that when I would talk about the platform and what this candidate was able to do, a lot of times it wasn't even met with a follow-through question because people, right off the bat, didn't believe it. So, for example, when we would talk about revenue and the potential of the waterfront, you would be met, or I would sometimes see people saying, oh, yeah, well, that's been stalled since the Pleistocene period. That's not going to happen. Right?
Right.
So, and there's not much you can do. If you keep throwing more promises, you actually invite more skepticism. So the best thing you can do is say, all right, well, what would you like to see happen? And start a bit smaller. That did get better as we went on. I think as people began to see that, if nothing else, she was running a clean campaign and was in constant communication, which is work. You could be very lazy in a campaign. So to see someone for 9 months in constant communication, whether you agreed or disagreed, I think that started to sway some opinions about the work ethic. And I would agree with Lisa that the most encouraging part would have been on the day of the election. When you are spending months, and you guys know this, you almost forget there's going to be an election day.
Right.
Everything is preparation. And when the day comes and you see that people are volunteering and participating, you don't necessarily know who they're going to vote for. You just know that they're engaged, and that's encouraging.
Now, at this point, now that the campaign is over and the election's over, Kevin, will you have any part of Tiffany's, let's say, well-being during mayor, or any kind of assistance to her?
I will be trekking through the Himalayas.
And that is assistance.
Seeking wisdom.
Okay.
We're talking right now. I right now, because I work full-time, I kind of want to give Tiffany a chance to take a look at the available talent. There's some very good people that are already in roles. So I'm not sure yet, but we're talking about it.
And that's, I think, good. One of the exciting things, too, or one of the byproducts of having a lot of volunteers and like Kevin said, asking questions and being open, is that we discovered people who were really interested in doing specific things. So I think the more open you are to listening to others, you also sort of cultivate a group of people who are willing to pitch in and help. So
awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, you are listening to Something to Talk About on WGXC 90.7. We are about halfway through the show, and we're going to take a musical break. And it is the we'd like to wish everyone a happy Hanukkah. It is the Hanukkah season. And so we have a Hanukkah in Santa Monica song to play for you. So enjoy this. And
I've never heard this before.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with Mayor-elect Tiffany and her
her crew,
yes, to talk some more about plans for Hudson and what else is going on. So stay tuned. Justin, are you going to play the song?
Yes.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's to Judas Maccabeus. Boy, if he could only see us spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
And that was...
Oh, that was fun.
Tom Lehrer?
Lehrer.
Thank God Neve is here.
If you want to Google it, it's Lehrer.
And that was Hanukkah in Santa Monica. I think you need to stop there. It's going to play a Christmas carol next.
One very familiar type of song is the Christmas carol.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So that was a little was Hanukkah song break. That was a very fun song.
I just didn't have my top hat or my
reminded me of the Catskills and nobody putting baby in the corner. We do have another announcement. At the Half Moon, the New Year's Eve party for the radio station. Wow, there's going to be food and cocktails, fortune cookies, some pagan rituals, always down for that, and a bonfire. Admission is a $10 to $20 sliding scale donation to this station. And again, you're listening to WGXC, which is live local radio. And as you may have noticed, other than our lovely musical intermission, there's no commercials. So guess what that means? How it's funded by your donation. So if you like what you're listening to, you can make a donation anytime online at WGXC.org. But if you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve at the Half Moon, it's our New Year's Eve party, and it starts at 8 p.m., and New Year's Eve is on Thursday, December 31st. I have one other announcement, Justin, that I do need to make.
Me too.
Okay.
We're full of announcements.
We are. Go ahead. I got to find
mine. You want me to do mine?
Sure.
Oh, so this this Sunday, that is the 13th? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
This the Sunday, the 13th at 8 p.m., there is going to be this wonderful show at Helsinki, featuring the most amazing drag queen I've ever seen in person. Yes, there is another.
And I thought you were talking about yourself.
No, Hedda Lettuce.
Hedda Lettuce. I've heard of Hedda.
And her show, her brand new show, is called Let Us Rejoice.
Oh.
And it's being brought to you by Precision Woodworks and GayHudson.com. And hosting duty by Miss Trixie Star.
Fabulous.
So if you'd like to get a ticket for that, it's $20. You can go on GayHudson.com to get your ticket, or you can call Club Helsinki at 518-828-4800. The show again is at 8 o'clock,
and that's this
I will
Sunday.
Be there.
In, you'll be there.
I'll be there having dinner and watching all the shenanigans. So come sit next to me.
Okay, lettuce, fabulous.
Yes.
Well, that does sound like fun. I also was asked to announce Saturday, December 19th, the Albany, New York chapter 33 of the Renegade Pigs, which is a motorcycle club.
Would you call me?
Yeah, honey, you are a renegade. They are doing their annual, it's 15th annual Christmas run and party, so you can get your Harley out. Breakfast starts at 9 at the Sports Grill. And they leave at 11 for St. Margaret's Hospital. So all the bikers, there's one as Santa, and they go visit the hospital, and they bring presents to the kids who are in the hospital
that's nice.
There. Yeah, and then they go back to the clubhouse at 1. So it's a $20 donation, which goes towards the kids. So that's Saturday, December 19th, the Renegade Pigs Motorcycle Club. 15th annual Christmas run and party. So check that out. You can call Big Pack.
Ooh,
I'd like to. 518-821-9277.
We can't talk about that.
For more
Indiana,
information. And there's a buffet
that's
and a DJ. So make some,
yeah, that's the 23rd
make some children happy and help them out. So, Tiffany, what else would you like to talk to us about? What are some of your other...
Oh yeah, did we get
goals.
All through all the 22?
Have we gotten through our list? I think we're almost at the end. There were some other items.
What about the dog park?
Everyone keeps bringing up the dog park. That is an initiative that Hudson Forward was working on. I believe Hudson Forward will
continue
to do that. Obviously, I'm pro dog park. Personally, but I have to put aside my, what I would want personally and think about what works for everyone in Hudson. So I will obviously take that in mind, but we'll be glad to see some proposals, some more proposals from Hudson Forward about the dog park. And that will be part of a larger initiative, as I understand it. And Kevin, you can probably elaborate on that a bit, but it will be not just parks, but better utilization of green space.
Sure. So Hudson Forward, people might not know this, is a nonpartisan volunteer citizens group here. So Tiffany had helped found this, and one of the collective goals was the dog park starting last year. And so for people who heard of the fundraising campaign, that's where it came from. $6,500 has been raised, which is enough for a build. Hudson Forward went one more step and proposed that the city, using democratic process, choose the site. Because it's appropriate. You don't want to just say, we think it should be in this ward or another. That's not for us. So we can resume that, given that we have the money. The expanded team wants to go further and actually work on beautifying parks here. This is all on a volunteer basis, so there's no taxpayer impact. It's just people who want to make a difference. So we're expanding that goal.
Great.
And I just had a few more projects, initiatives to add to the list. We talked about sidewalks and disabled access, transportation. So looking at bringing buses back to Hudson and also providing buses between Hudson and the college and Hudson and the stores in Greenport. Truck route, which is seems to be a
ongoing beast.
It is. It's a real... pain, just a primary pain point for a lot of people in the community. So we'll be taking another look at that. I mentioned the Ferry Street Bridge. Obviously, that's the first step in really expanded waterfront development. So that that is a key priority. And then something that everyone will be able to take advantage of early on is website redevelopment, because the city's website is not very usable. We're looking at some tools that will make it a lot easier for people to interact with different departments in the city and get real-time updates on where their suggestions or their problems sit in the process. So we're very excited about that, and we have been looking at demos of different tools and ways to pay for those tools that don't impact taxpayers. So very exciting.
Great.
And when will your final appointments of the folks in your on your team? When do we expect to be told it has to happen before January 1st, right?
They don't have to happen before January 1st, but I would like to have everyone ready to start on January 1st. Having said that, they're very important decisions. So
I say, just tell us right now. Get it.
I would love to.
Chop chop.
I need to make sure that that every decision is the right decision, and that that each person is comfortable with what each role entails, because
right.
For the most part, all the commissioners make $1,000 a year, with the exception of aging, and commissioner of aging receives no compensation. So it's a lot of work for not a lot of pay. It can be very rewarding, but people have to figure out if that works for them.
Now, the role of mayor gets a little bit more than $1,000, right?
A little bit more.
Okay, good. Yeah.
not a whole lot more, yeah. But a little bit more. And also just putting people on boards. So that also will, we're in the process of putting together who might be on the planning board. I can announce that that Tracy will be staying on as city clerk, and I am very excited about that.
I knew we'd get some info out of you.
Yeah. she's been with the city 26 years. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Is that around?
Yes, yes.
A very long time. And
well,
she
congratulations to her.
Yes, she does a fantastic job, and I am so looking forward to working with her. I think that there are improvements that can be made in every department, and maybe just looking at things through a different lens and bringing a slightly different perspective will help create some efficiencies that we're looking for.
Right. Do we have a date when the senior center will be complete?
We don't have a date, but I can say that I had a tour last night. I toured with the library, and the space looks beautiful. I can tell you it is almost done. It's
so it'll happen in this coming year.
Oh, yes.
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 Okay.
Now the question is, what programming will occur
right.
at that location? Because that's really, we've kind of traded one thing for the other. We've put money into the structure, right, into
yeah.
the facility, but that takes the money away from programming. So
where is the location?
At the Armory.
It's at the Armory.
Yes.
Okay.
And it is beautiful. I will say that Galvin has done an amazing job mm-hmm. redoing the space. It is
nice.
It's something to be very proud of. And Dan Kent, who's the executive director of the Galvin Foundation, was there last night. And certainly they've put a tremendous amount of work into it. So I look forward to that opening.
Is there any movement on the police station and the Hudson Court facilities? Because I know that's been an ongoing.
I also had a tour of the old finish line yesterday.
Right.
So January 5th, as I mentioned earlier, is the date that the bids are due, and that's when we'll get a better idea of how much this transformation will actually cost, if it works within the budget that's been set by the Common Council. We have an amount of money that's agreed, that the council has agreed to borrow, but we need to, that doesn't mean that those bids should come in at that maximum. Again, we're going to be looking to make sure that we are moving forward with the most cost-effective plan, because it is a very expensive project and a lot more expensive than people anticipated. I think early on in the process, it was difficult. It was difficult to even put an estimate on it, because the OCA, we weren't clear about what their requirements were for the court facility. So that's mm-hmm. really changed the whole landscape of the yeah. project.
OCA, yeah, they're very involved
yes.
in their buildings. That we had those issues with the courthouse renovations, mm-hmm. and they're very specific. And
yes,
yes, so they know what they want, and they're used to getting it. So.
Well, Lisa and I will be learning a lot about that.
They're good people, but they're, yeah.
It's, now, do you have any plans as mayor-elect to bring us snow in the month of December?
Well, I've really been trying for snow every single day. It hasn't happened yet.
It feels like it, and it looks like snow weather with Weaver. Well, what is going on?
You know, it's just a heat wave, really,
yeah.
for these months. We had the warmest November on record in the Northeast this November, and what Al Gore was talking about with global warming, it actually is happening. He was actually forecasting 1 degree per year, And 1 degree per year is a lot when you really think about it. The ice caps melting, and I'm not saying everybody, you know, try to get on higher ground that, you know, we're going to drown. But I am going to tell you that expect some warmer temperatures for the month of December. Like today, we're getting up to 48. Tomorrow, we got 54. We got 50s all through the week until Sunday. We top off at 60 degrees. So don't put those shorts away yet, people, or your tennis rackets. Although, here at the Hudson Middle School, the tennis nets are down, unfortunately. I'm very upset about that because I've started to recommit to the gym where I see Kevin Hannon on his bicycle. And we might be getting a little group together to go to the gym and cry and chat, whatever you do at the gym, eat.
Speaking of...
sit in the massage chair, just shoot the breeze.
Speaking of winter, yes. Did you winter walk?
Thoughts
of winter
here
walk?
On December 5th. We just had that, yeah.
I go to winter walk every year, and I loved it. I went with the kids. The kids loved it, and the Opera House, as always, did
fabulous job.
God, yeah. It's so much work goes into that.
It seemed to be packed. And I know last year the weather was crap.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's what you want for winter walk.
Last year it did rain.
I like freezing temperatures and just
it was
actually
just
the movie
cold
Frozen
enough.
Outside. That's what I like.
It was just cold. A little light snow would have been ideal, it seemed to be very packed. I hosted at DMV the Taconic Hills Jazz Ensemble, which was marvelous. We've been doing that for a while, and our theme was Winter Wonderland. It is snowing inside DMV, so please come in and check it out and do your DMV business.
Well, it's also snowing down in the basement at 325 because our heater's broken. So we've been sitting there. I didn't want to, you know, you've got enough to do as my boss and keeping me in line. And, you know, so we've been
on
it.
Let me say something about that. Really?
We've been talking to? No, we had all the people come down yesterday. We went big time.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but it's being worked out.
Sorry.
Okay, that's
okay. Good. That's my okay. Basement dwellers. They're a good team I have down there.
We like it cold. But what I want to tell everybody this holiday season, for all of you that go out and get your Christmas trees, I normally have my Christmas tree by now, but I just saw a little piece on Facebook, and I had to click on it and read the story. There are ticks in Christmas trees.
I saw that too.
There are ticks. And because of the warmer temperatures, the ticks are still alive and having parties. So this year, especially because by this point, it's always steadily under 40 degrees. But now because of the warmer temps, the ticks are still alive and kicking. And they are in your Christmas trees, people. Along with lice, moths, and other little creepy crawlies. So this year, I think I'm not trying to ruin your Christmas, but
saying you're gonna get lice. That's great.
I am second guessing going to get this Christmas tree. But there is this one really hot guy that cuts down my Christmas tree every year and straps it up to the car. So it's worth the lice. It's worth the ticks.
Should you shake? Does the article give you advice on how to address the? Like, are you supposed to shake your tree or spray it down with something?
Well, you can spray it down with water, but of course, let it dry. Okay. You hose it down. That's one thing.
Okay.
And then, of course, my luck, if I hose it down, then it would get down to zero
and
my
tree
would freeze.
Right?
So just be careful. Know what the temperature is going to be the next day if you're going to hose your tree down.
Okay.
You're going to want to shake your tree out. If you want to do this, but there's no actual sprays or anything flammable to spray your tree with. Don't go spraying your tree with Raid.
No.
Because it'll go up in flames.
Yeah, no, not good.
Okay.
Not good. It is.
That'll be the next
topic.
Thing.
We do have to say sayonara to Mayor-elect. Okay. They have busy. It calmed down a little bit from the election, I know, but again, it ramps right back up because now you have the. Your term ahead of you. So we thank you for taking the time to come in. It was great to hear from you.
Yes, congratulations to all of you.
Congratulations, yeah. Any parting words, Mayor?
Just thank
Open
you.
Door.
Okay. Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Again, a reminder, if you are interested in participating in any of the initiatives that I mentioned earlier in the show, please email me at tiffany@tiffanyformayor.com. And I look forward to working with all of you next year.
Well, happy holidays to all of you.
Yes.
If I don't see you before then,
enjoy.
Thank you.
And
I'll be in touch.
You guys have a good day.
Some things to talk about. You too.
Kevin,
all right. Thanks for coming in.
just happy holidays.
Great. Thanks Yay. For coming in, guys. Appreciate it.
No, they're leaving, but we're
so
not going
we're
anywhere.
Not going anywhere. Stay. We still have.
So, bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
They're
so,
all,
yeah.
They're all taking off their
what
headsets.
What else is on the news,
Well, what
Justin?
Else is in the news is, you know, I was just talking about how I'm recommitting to the gym. I'm trying
yes,
anyway.
Yes, I've seen that.
But yesterday I kind of took a little hiatus from that, and I ordered everything off the menu at Food Sing. So this next little tidbit that I found it actually ties in with that. There is a movement to remove the term plus size from women's clothing and from you know,
really?
Fashion. There is a movement to remove the term plus size and
really?
To replace it with the word curve. So plus size right now is anything considered over size 8. And most women, there's the average size of most women is 14. So what it's telling all the women of the world is that if you are over a size 8, you are considered plus size. And so there is that big movement for that to happen. So stay tuned. Now, I've never been plus size. I'm more multiplied by size. I'm like the plus the multiplication times. I'm times, not plus.
What
size are you,
been,
Holly?
I vary. And since my thyroid issues, I've gained weight. I was always very lucky. I was blessed with a great metabolism, so I will say that.
Yeah.
But right now, it depends because sometimes you know the fit of clothes where you
well,
shop
you can say,
eight
by
or
this,
ten
okay,
between
so,
eight or ten.
So you're considered plus size. That doesn't.
But
make
you know,
feel.
In women's departments, the plus areas are like there's you know there's Missy or there's the, sometimes they call it Missy. They don't call it plus. It's Missy, which I don't
Missy or Mrs.
Missy or Mrs. Right. Which
I'd love to see a
larger.
Missy section. I'd be there every day. It was Mrs., right? It's not Missy.
No, some of them are Missy.
Missy?
I think, yeah,
really?
There's a Missy section.
My mother used to say
Mrs.
that to me when I was being bad as a kid. Now, you listen, Missy.
Oh, my God. I love your mom.
Prelude to girl game.
So, it doesn't, you know, to me, that's kind of between me and my eating habits of
right.
where I shop. I'm not a person who gets easily offended either, so I don't mind.
I
that's just my, yeah, I'm... I you know, it doesn't matter. Sometimes the age bracket thing gets to me because I don't like those age bracket things.
Yeah,
like where
well,
you know, pick what age you're between.
I'm about
Ugh.
To have to check a new box next
yeah.
year on forms because
yeah.
I'll be 40 next year.
Right, the big 4-0. So, but size, you know, to me, size is relative, just like age is, you know, it's all in how you think and feel. And
if
you're a plus and you're confident and you think you look great, then, you know, you... Go girl or
yeah.
go boy and
shine
and
on.
That's right. And it's really, you know, it's all in how you feel about yourself is my opinion. And if you think you look great and you're a plus, then good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Rock it.
Now you said you're an artificial tree person anyway?
No, well, I shouldn't say that. I'm doing we have 2 trees mm-hmm. and so I do and now I'm this year we're doing 4 trees. One of them is a real tree mm-hmm. and then the other 3 are artificial trees. Mm. I have a white tree this year.
Ooh.
Yes.
Now that's artificial.
That one's artificial and the we have a big room where we every year my husband insists we're trying to give him a heart attack, but we have large ceilings and so we've had 16-foot trees before.
Wow.
Yeah, we've kind of gone down to maybe 12 or 13 depending, but
now,
that's the
your,
real tree.
Do you have your trees up already?
My one tree has been up, one artificial. We haven't. I think this weekend we're going to go get our live tree. Yeah, go cut it down.
Do you get
the white tree is up now, but not decorated.
For your artificial trees,
mm-hmm.
do you buy that Christmas tree smell in a can, that scent?
No, I don't. No. Okay. I mean, you know, you can buy like the, I like the scent stuff you can spray around.
Yeah.
And then I did buy some great Yankee candles. I don't know if I should promote them,
oh,
but
yeah.
nothing burns like a Yankee candle. And they have some great holiday scents that really do smell
yes.
just fabulous and do well in rooms. So,
mm-hmm.
so that's what I do. But no, I don't do the fake tree scent because... yeah. And, but you, are you going to do the live tree or are you scared now?
I'm scared. Like everything. I'm a paranoid person to begin with. I'm a hypochondriac when it comes to anything. I think I'm There's, it's always the worst. So, you know, when I see these things in the news and on TV, I just know that I'm the person that they're talking to because it will happen to me. Are you poking yourself in the eye with your glasses? What's happening over there? What the heck? Who are you talking to?
I wanted to find out and look for... Oh, no, it's not. Our guest coming up, an upcoming guest. I'm looking for that email.
Okay.
To see. Oh, there she is.
Do we want to talk anything to do with politics right now? I mean,
do
you want to throw that in there? What's recently in the news? Now Trump has come out. I know so and so. Somebody's going to be saying something, but I'm not saying this. I'm just reporting the news, people. We already got 5 minutes. This is something to talk about. We got to mix it all up. Trump is in the news that he wants to now block all Muslims from coming into this country.
Yes, I did hear that.
So, you know, at this point, I think Donald Trump is starting to see the polls. And he realizes that he's still leading and he's getting nervous because he doesn't really want to be president. So now he's going to try to come out with the most asinine things to say so that people don't vote for him and that he is removed from party lines. I don't know. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I think that could be accurate. You know, he's always one who's looking for that attention.
Yeah.
You know, he's a bit attention driven. And so I think it is a bit of, you know, what can I say that's going to attract the most attention, whether it's good or bad, and then go from there. So, yeah, I do not believe that he will wind up being the candidate just because, you know, he's so over the top in his comments and what he thinks and says that it turns people off. However, he is still doing well in the polls. So it's
I think he's scaring himself because I don't think he realized I don't think he thought that he was going to do this well.
Right.
And now that he realizes it's getting closer and closer and closer, oh my goodness, I need to start being really crazy so that I get kicked out of here, you know, you know, because like now
really
it's going to look really stupid if I back out after everything I've done to make myself look like the candidate. What do I know?
It's an odd situation. Hopefully we will have, you know, you may have heard that our own congressman who is in the 19th district, Chris Gibson, has said he will not be seeking another term for Congress. So currently on the Republican side, there are 3 announced candidates. And I spoke with one of them this morning and he's agreed to come on our show in John Faso. I'm sure we can get Pete Lopez to come on as well, not together. And then the 3rd announced candidate is from Dutchess County. His name's Andrew Heaney, and he will probably come on as well. So we hope to have them on in the near future. But for our January show, the 13th, we have our show on December 23rd, where we hope to speak to Santa if he's not busy. But on January 13th, for all you, do you New Year's resolution? Do you?
I do New Year's resolutions?
Are you?
I do about 7 of them before January 31st.
Yeah.
Because I break them all.
Right. Well, for those of you who do New Year's resolutions,
but yes, I do.
You'll be happy to hear that we're going to have Julie Ulmer on, and she'll be on our January 13th show. Julie is a organizer. She's a professional organizer, which means she will assist you in removing the clutter from your life and, you know, parting with those prized possessions. And I admit I am a I'm a bit of a hoarder. I'm a sentimental. I don't like to, you know, my mother gave me that and I don't want to part with it.
Use it. Yeah, I won't throw away receipts. Okay, this is how dumb I am. I won't throw away receipts if there's a certain memory attached to the receipt.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like I've got so much junk. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Maybe she'll help me with that.
It can be, you know, something that is difficult for people to deal with. So she's going to come in and talk to us about, you know, some tools that we can use to help unburden ourselves from all of the clutter and the collecting and the stuff. So she's a lot of fun. So that's Julie Ulmer, January 13th.
I once got a really good deal on canned yams, and I still have that receipt. I was so happy. I almost cried. I mean, this is the kind of psychosis I go through.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just nuts.
You know, I keep shopping bags. I love shopping bags.
Oh, me too. Yeah,
I
do
shopping
too.
Bags,
I do
so
too.
I keep them.
See, we're the same.
Yeah, we really are. Oh, honey. Oh, goodness. So, anything else that we need to discuss, Justin? What else do you want to talk about? Did you want to hear the Grammy nominations? Taylor Swift, apparently.
Oh, God, not again. I'm so sorry. You know, she does have a good message for young girls that if you work hard and you you stay out of trouble. You know, she is like, she has that goody two shoes image, but enough is enough. I just can't with her anymore. I'm looking for some new people. But congratulations, Taylor Swift, is what I really wanted to say.
That was very
so
exciting.
So when are the Grammys?
January, I believe.
Okay.
Or January, yes.
Well, I'm sure Adele will win everything. I'm looking forward to Adele beating Taylor and everything.
Do you have her album? Did you buy the new album?
No, why do that when I can just go online and hear
and listen,
it?
Yeah. So have you heard the songs then?
I've heard a few of the songs.
Other than Hello, which
I'm just one of these people that don't go out and buy music CDs anymore, because if I just want to go on YouTube and watch the video, I just do that. And I don't know. That's me declutterizing my life by not going out and buying more CDs. See, Julie, be very proud of me.
She is very proud of you. I agree. Well, we're getting to the end of our show. I want to remind everyone about the Christmas Carol Spectacular on Saturday, December 19th at 8 p.m. You can listen at home. If you don't feel like coming out, you Scrooges on 90.7 FM or WGXC.org. Elves who want to come out, it's at the Spotty Dog, 440 Warren Street. And that's, again, Saturday, December 19th at 8 for some grog and good cheer. And it's free.
Wow. Ooh.
Free. And that's presented by WGXC 90.7 and Spotty Dog Books and Ale.
And this one, too.
And the New Year's Eve Bash.
What are you doing for New Year's?
Live music. You know, we usually stay home, maybe have some friends over, just keep it quiet, watch the ball drop with the kids and hang out and, you know, do some different food and hors d'oeuvres and stuff and just chill at home because, you know, used to do the party thing, but it's the, you know, I'm in that upper age group.
You
but
are.
You, if you do want to come out to a... New Year's Eve party in Hutchins. Oh, our host will be the DJ Neva, for the masses. Live music with La Vida Band, Bobby Previte. I've been messing up names all morning. And Friends and World Vibes with DJ Neva, music for the masses. So that's the stations, WGXC's New Year's Eve food party sound. So that's on New Year's Eve is Thursday, December 31st at 8 p.m. And it's a sliding scale. You can donate, however, more than $20, but admission is between 10 and 20 to the radio station. So you can help support live local radio, which we think is fabulous. So support the station and celebrate the new year. I can't believe 2015 is almost over.
I can't believe it either. But just make sure you tune in on the 23rd once again. Yep. Santa Claus will be here.
We'll be back.
And have your babies call in with questions and telling Santa what they want for Christmas. You can do that.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
All right, guys. See you next time.
Bye. Thanks for listening.